Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beaumar Sean. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. As you know, if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, they're free and available for download or just to listen to at Apple Music, iTunes, and Blog Talk Radio and callusyourpro.com. And we have a very, very productive young man on this program today. He hails from North Greenville, and I'm excited to get him on. His name is Chauncey Haney. Chauncey, congratulations on a fantastic season. Your production was through the roof in terms of you getting to the quarterback and making plays behind the line of scrimmage. But with that said, how's the day treating you?
Day's going good. I just got done getting a massage and a little stretching in earlier.
Nice. Now, this final year, I mean, you know, if I'm reading the statistics right, you had 25, you had 9.5 sacks, you had 16 tackles for loss. I think you totaled 55.5 tackles. All those led the team. What do you credit for being so productive, causing such havoc for the quarterback and everybody playing on that line of scrimmage?
Yes, sir. Most definitely more opportunity this year than I have in previous years. And once again, I like to thank the entirety of our defense because it takes 11 people to get to the quarterback. So my secondary back there holding it up. Allow me time to get there, and other three guys up front staying in their quarterback eyes and allowing me to make the plays that I make.
Definitely, you definitely made them. Now, I'm curious, growing up, were you playing Pop Warner and Pee Wee?
No, sir. I didn't start playing football until about ninth grade year.
Oh, wow. So, I guess let's go to ninth grade. How did you kind of, decide to play, and did you start out at, what positions did you play at the high school level? And then how did you kind of transfer to that, get set to that outside linebacker spot?
Yes, sir. So I played receiver and tight end and a little bit in defensive line in high school. Going into my senior year, I moved strictly to defensive line, and I played that, throughout the entirety. And then freshman year at North Greenville, Coach Harris moving to outside linebacker. And then we had injuries the next few years at defensive line, so they moved me back down to defensive line. Since then, I've been playing that.
Man, and you feel more comfortable there?
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, I can play both, so I've been standing up and hand on the ground.
Nice. And obviously, you would be that 3-4-4-3 guy at that next level, and that's why you want to come on, and that's why we want to get you some love out there. Once again, we're talking to Chauncey Haney, the standout from North Greenville. It's kind enough to take some time to join us here on the C2P. Remember, iTunes, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, always to listen in to this interview if you miss it live. So let's kind of take us into the nooks and crannies. I mean, right off the cuff, you credited your teammates for helping you have that success. But for you on a personal level, Chauncey, I mean, if these guys, these NFL scouts are breaking down that tape of you, I mean, what do you bring to the table as that guy coming off the edge? I mean, what are those qualities that they're going to love when they see that tape?
Oh, so when they turn on the film, they're going to first see the energy I bring, the effort. And as they know, getting to the quarterback isn't just a one-move thing. You know, get one move and you get there. It takes a lot of effort, and it takes a lot to go into it. So even if you get stopped the first time, you have to be able to go back the second time and the third move, and you have to keep fighting. So they'll see the fight and the energy that they see, as well as my length and my athleticism getting to the quarterback as well. If you look at most of my tape, a lot of my quarterback stats come from the quarterback running away. So, I mean, you can definitely see the effort that I give, and wanting to get back to him.
Nice, nice. Now, you being a sack guy, I'm curious. I mean, you have your favorite sack move. I always kind of compare you guys to, like, the great dunkers of the NBA. You know, you got your windmill, your reverse. I mean, what's your favorite move to get to the quarterback?
Right now, I think my best move would be the long arm strike or the push-pull with the long arm.
Nice, nice. And that's when you feel most confident? That one gives you the most success usually?
Yes, sir.
Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. Now you kind of told us what pops on tape, Chauncey. And we pass this off to all the guys, the personnel at that next level. What won't we see on tape? You know, what are those intangibles that make you a quality player? You know, could be weight room warrior, could be a film junkie, you know, team captain. What are some of those things that we won't see on tape, but there's, you know, good qualities that these guys need to know about?
Yes, sir. So, I mean, playing football, you wear a helmet. So a lot of times you won't see my smile, but I always have a big smile on the field. Regardless of the circumstances, I'm always trying to lead my team and you know, keeping everybody heads up. As well as the weight room, I watch film a lot as well. So, I mean, I'm kind of well-rounded. But I definitely the energy I bring in and the contagious atmosphere I give off. You know, I like lifting people up and things like that.
Nice, nice. I tell you what, we've been doing this a long time, Chauncey. And, I love the answer that they can't see the helmet, you know, under the helmet they can't see, but you're always smiling. I like that. Like I said, we've been doing this show and asking that question for a long, long time, and that's one of the better responses. Awesome stuff. Now, this one's a cliche question. You probably get it a lot, but we got to ask because the audience wants to know as well as I do. Do you get comparisons to anybody? I mean, to family and friends? You know, they say, hey, Chauncey, we're watching the Monday night game, and we saw so-and-so make the sack. I mean, do you get that? And if you do, who is that guy that they kind of refer you to?
I don't get it too often. But, I mean, sometimes like me and my brother talking, we'll talk about, like, Cam Jordan for the Saints. He's one guy who uses length a lot. I can't remember his name right now. Number 55 from the Vikings. It slipped my mind. But, so, I mean, those people like that, just longer people who you can tell – who can use their strength very well. Me and my brother talk about those people.
Anthony, would it be Anthony Barr?
Yeah, Anthony Barr, that's the name right there.
For the Viking?
Yeah,
I figure. I mean, yeah, another guy gets to it and that stuff. So, I mean, for you, kind of how do you plan on being in the, you know, you just said you got done doing the massage. I'm sure you're kind of getting ready, but, you know, kind of take us through, you know, leading up to your pro day and all the things that are going to be in your wheelhouse as you build towards April.
Yes, sir. So I'm not sure you know, but the NFLPA bowl, I'll be there. I'll be leaving next weekend. Played on the 18th, so I'll be right now. I'm preparing for that. You know, still doing football drills, being ready to play a game. So I'll be doing that on January 18th, and then from then I'll just be training and getting ready for the pro day and the combines and things of that nature.
Definitely, you know, and you're so humble, Chauncey. You know, I mean, you know, just even the NFLPA invite, I mean, it's such a priceless commodity to go out there. My only advice to you, and if you haven't heard yet, is all these All-Star games, these scouts are there to see you. They want to talk to you and meet you. So it's a long week. It's a busy week.
Yes, sir.
But try to be in that lobby. Try to be around those guys as much as possible because it's easy to probably lay in bed in your hotel room and just say, hey, I want to relax. But, like I said, meet and greet as many of those guys that can hire you as you can. That goes a long way. So that's my only advice, you know, once you make that move. So once again, Chauncey Haney here on the C2P talking a little NFL draft. And, again, he'll be in the NFLPA Bowl, and we all know what a priceless commodity that is. How excited were you when you got that invitation or found out that you're heading out to Los Angeles for that game?
Yes, sir. So I didn't know until, I think, week 8. Practice. The coaches knew earlier that day because the email was sent out. But my coach decided not to tell me until at the end of practice, in front of the team. So it was very exciting to see all my guys, you know, happy for me and cheering for me because they helped me get to the point I'm at. So that was very exciting. You know, I was just very, you know, blessed to be able to, you know, show my ability in front of all these people.
Yeah, definitely. It's a fantastic opportunity. And again, like you said, you know, priceless commodity for up the position you're in. Well, man, listen, I know you're busy. We appreciate you stopping by the show. I mean, we could keep going on and on. Oh, you know what? I do want to ask you this. You know, you were talking about the, the system you ran, and, you know, we were talking about those things. Is there anything that you, you know, I mean, you know, sometimes playing in a certain defense, you know, your coaches are asking you to do certain things. I mean, do you feel comfortable dropping in coverage? I mean, is the athleticism there? I mean, you know, we're not saying you need to cover Tyreek Hill, you know, the whole entire game. But, I mean, how do you feel maybe, you know, grabbing these running backs or some tight ends possibly coming out of the backfield?
Yes, sir. I do feel confident in that. So freshman year, as I was at outside linebacker, I've done it a few times, just being able to mix up within the defense. So I have done it multiple times. I feel pretty confident in it.
Nice. You know, since I said that, you know, nothing would make me happier than next season when I'm watching the Chiefs play and you're playing on the opposing team, and just hypothetically there would be a play where you got to cover the cheetah. That would be kind of one of those things. I'd text you and be like, we called that. We said that a year ago, so. That'd be great. Hey, man, before we let you go, we do like to have a little bit of fun with you guys. We call it three and out. You ready to take a shot with some of these off-the-wall questions?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. The first one, Coach Farrington, does anybody on the team do a great impersonation of Coach Farrington, and would they do it in front of him?
Yes, sir. We had a guy, he was a linebacker. His name was Jesse Hack. He looked fairly like him, but we have skit nights in fall camp, and he imitates him very well.
Nice. How about this one? Could be you or a teammate, but who at North Greenville has the best nickname and how they get it?
The best nickname. That was a hard one. That was a hard one. I don't have a nickname for this, but that's a hard one. That's a hard one. Moneybagg. So he's a freshman. There's a rapper named Moneybagg. Yo, I think he has a pretty good nickname because throughout the season he was achieving to get his first sack. So he was a true freshman, and I can't remember what game it was, but he finally got it. So we made a joke and said Moneybagg is finally in his bag. So that was a pretty funny one.
That's excellent. And then the final question for you, Chauncey. I think this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to lunch?
Definitely Gabrielle Union.
Ah, there you go. Her name comes up quite frequently, so you're not alone in that. Her, Megan Good, Rihanna, Gabrielle, they're all Beyonce. They're all invited to a lot of lunch dates. Just put it that way. Hey, man, Chauncey. I'm glad we got to bring you on so our audience could get to know you a little bit, and I'm sure we're going to hear more about you. And remember, make that impact we know you can make next week, NFLPA, and we'll be at the East-West Shrine game while you're doing your thing at the NFLPA game, and excited to kind of find out how that goes for you. But, hey, safe travels. We always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and most of all, be blessed, my man.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Chauncey Haney, the stand-up from North Greenville on his way to the NFLPA game. And we know that's a priceless commodity for any young man in the position as he is. And again, if you want more of him or any of the other guests that we bring on the program, Apple Music, iTunes, and Block Talk Radio, as always, we appreciate you listening.